Jason Phillips, the head girls basketball coach for the ESAC Raiders, joining us here as we take a look back at this past season. And, Coach, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here today and looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. It's fun and exhilarating, and it's always good to reflect, you know, on the year that you had. And it was a long one, it seems like.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Let's start with that, Coach, with the COVID restrictions and all of the things that were added to this season to try and get in. You guys still able to get 21 games in this season. The only game you missed was West Bend Mallard, and I think that was more because of weather than it was anything else. But what was this season like, and what was kind of the drag and the wearing and tearing of probably mental as much as it was physical with everything?
Well, you know, anytime you have kids that are worried about who they sit by, or, you know, in class and that kid's gone and they have to worry about getting quarantined because they were, you know, contact track tracing, you know, it's a drain. And then you got a coach telling them, you know, be smart, wear your mask, don't do something that's going to get us to a point where you can't play for 14 days. And, you know, we had some girls that, you know, got quarantined a couple times, and it wasn't their fault by any means. You know, a parent got it, or, you know, somebody, immediate family got it, so we had to sit, and it kind of hurt those girls. But, you know, they were good about it, and they just kept working hard.
Coach, I remember, and I talked with you about this before we started the interview here today, I remembered interviewing you after the South Central Calhoun game, which was your third game of the season, and it was up there at Rockwell City, and you talked to me that day, and you said, you know, we're off to a little bit of a slow start. You were sitting 1-2 at that time, but you said, you know, this team by the end of the season is going to be really good, and they're going to be a tough out. And you guys finished the season 7-3 over your last 10 games to go 19-12 on the year and 5-6 in the Twin Lakes Conference. What did you see early that you knew this team, even though you struggled at the beginning of the year, was going to be so much better at the end of the season?
You know, we didn't have to work so much on just understanding what we wanted to do as a basketball team. We could do a little bit more shooting. And the first three games, you know, we didn't shoot very well. We did have, you know, some turnovers, but we were attacking and we were trying to do some things that we weren't accustomed to doing. And so turnovers being that way isn't quite as bad as just, you know, dribbling the ball off your foot and going out of bounds and giving it back to them. You know, and we played a good game up there at, you know, South Central. And, you know, I thought we were in the game most of the way, and we were. We were up a little bit, you know, in the second quarter. And so I felt really good about where we were at that time. And I think I knew exactly what we needed to do just to be a little bit more competitive. And it took us a while, but we did get it done.
What did you kind of work on in practice then to kind of get things rolling for you guys?
Well, you know, since we didn't get to shoot during the summer, we shot more than, you know, we have had the first year. And just doing a little bit more offensive stuff. And sometimes maybe it didn't seem that way because we didn't score a lot of points sometimes. But, you know, our defense was solid all year, and we never really worked on that a whole lot except, you know, maybe, you know, 15, 20 minutes right before, you know, the end of the practice. And so we just shot a little bit more and ran a little bit more offense just to get more accustomed to what we wanted to do, and I think it worked.
You mentioned the defense being solid. What stood out to you about your defensive performance?
You know, we played just about everything that you can imagine. We played really good help side defense, playing man. You know, and our zone, whether we ran a 2-3 or a 1-2-2, we rebounded well out of it and got out on the shooters. And in our conference, if you don't get out on the shooters, you're going to get shot right out of the gym. And, you know, that's one of the things that I stress. Run them off that three-point line. We'll let them have a two before they get all excited about threes. And so we tried to do that as much as we could.
Coach, let's talk about kind of the holiday break time. You guys were struggling a little bit at that time, had just the two wins. What was the conversation like? Because sometimes you can maybe lose a team over the break, but it seems like this team kind of regrouped itself and came out fighting the second half of the season.
But, you know, if you look at our schedule there, you know, we played Mule Fonda, number one ranked team in the state.
Yep.
Probably don't have a chance. That was at home. You know, we go to OAB Saigi at their place and lose by 4 or 5, and we're up late in the game. You know, Pocahontas, we go to Pocahontas, and we lose by, 6 or 7. You know, we won our GTRA game, and over at Southeast Valley, we go clear over to Burnside, and we lose by 1, okay? So out of all the games that we lost there, one of them was a blowout to probably one of the better teams in the state for the last 3 or 4 years. And all the rest of them are close games. You know, 4 minutes left and going, all the games were either up or 4 or 5 points down. So it wasn't like, even though our record said that we hadn't won very many games, we were there, you know. And so that was what we stressed over Christmas. We're right there, girls. All we have to do is fix a few things, shoot a little bit better, and, you know, we win some of those games. We win the Southeast Valley game. You know, we win the OABCIG game. So that puts us, instead of 2-7, we're, 4-5. So that makes a whole big difference, you know, on mindset. And I think that's what I encourage the most, is we're a lot better than our record. Don't look at the record. Just keep plugging away, and we'll get better.
What game was it second half of the season where you said, okay, it's turned. The tide has turned, and now we're going to start rolling?
Well, you know, we come back from Christmas, and we get Emmitsburg, and they had played 4 games in a row, and they were tired. And they just kind of – it was at home, and they played – they're probably the best defensive, you know, team that we face. They're just so fundamentally sound on playing defense, and they got us pretty good. We went down to Kemper, didn't play real well, but we're in the game, and then we didn't have to play Cherokee because of weather. We went to Storm Lake. And it was tied, you know, in the third, and we were down 4 going into the fourth. And with 4 minutes left to go, we're still 5 or 6, and they beat us by 20. You know, we go over to Mapleton thinking, uh-oh, you know, we struggled with them last year. And I'm going to tell you right up front, I chewed butt at halftime, and I was mad. And we came out, and we put up, 35 or 40 points in the second half. And I think that was the changing of the guard. Because they understood that I meant business on what I was saying a little bit more. And it's not that I didn't get on them before. It just, I got personal, okay? And I don't do that with girls because sometimes it doesn't work. But it worked. And they came out with very good intensity that second half over there. And we played good. You know, in a one-minute span, we put up 11 points. And, I think that's where they figured out, you know what, we can do this, and they did a good job.
Was that the game you think ended up being your best performance, or which game would you point at as maybe one of your best or your best performance this season?
Well, you know, then we had Altruria that next, a couple days later, and we won that game. Our best game was up at Sioux Central. We played absolutely terrible against Manson. We went up to Manson. I don't know, our girls don't play very good up there. Even when I coached back in the early 2000s, we always struggled up there. We did not play good. We came out up at Sioux Central, and we played with desire and passion and just got after it. And, you know, they're a good team. They were rated at the time. And we played for the whole 4 quarters. And it was, it was fun to see. And when the official walked over to you and said, that's the best I've seen you guys play in a couple of years. You know, it makes you feel good. And I told the girls that too. You know, I told him what he said. And, that made them feel good, which sometimes you have to do that.
Coach, you guys had won your last 3 in the regular season, Southeast Valley, West Bend, Mallard, and then a nice win over a good South Central Calhoun team to wrap up the regular season. Went into the postseason, had to be feeling pretty good about your chances to make a little bit of a run, even though Nottoway Valley, who ended up knocking you out, was kind of waiting there in the distant future.
Yeah, we them 3 games at the end of the year, it was awesome to win 3 in a row. And, even though South Central was hurt a little bit, we played well at home. And you still got to make the shots and still got to play defense on whoever they have out there. So, that was a great win. We went down and played IKM at their place. I don't think anybody expected us to even come close. It shouldn't have went into overtime, but, that Erin Holt school is hard to stop when she gets going downhill. And, Nottoway Valley's, one of those elite teams. They're so quick. And I guess I didn't realize how quick they really were. We did a really good job on everybody except one girl. And you know, and it wasn't because we weren't on her. She just lit us up, and that's how it went. So, you know, it was still a great end of the year. And you know, it's hard to go to places that you have never played before and have a good showing when you're playing such a good team.
And Coach, you bring up the IKEA Manning game. To lose the lead late like you guys did and get the game sent to overtime on a buzzer beater and then to fall behind by two to start the overtime says a lot about the character and the way your team had kind of gone in the second half of the season that you were able to come back and get that win. Because I was listening to that one on the way home on the radio from my broadcast that afternoon, and I thought IKEA Manning had all the momentum after taking that two-point lead in the overtime, and yet you and your girls able to come back.
You know, one of the things is I told them at the beginning of the overtime, I said, we didn't lose, okay? It's over. We start the game over fresh. We're ready to go. You know, we got to keep going to the basket. And these girls, they're funny this way a little bit, because once they figure something out, they do it really well. And they decided right there when I was telling them this that, you know, It's not over. Okay. We can still win. And we did, we put up 11 in overtime, and you know, it helped that Aaron Holes fouled out, of course. But you know, it's one of those things where we went at her, and you know, it's you still got to play the game, and they did a great job at the end of the game there.
Coach, you guys started the year with four seniors, finished the season with five. Of course, Maddie Quirk, who became the all-time scoring leader at ESAC County and had a tremendous career, and then Bree Beckman, also Lauren Litter and Anna Mogensen were out all year, and then Kayla Meyer joined you guys after the Christmas break. So a really talented and nice group of five kids for your seniors.
You know, and the funny part about that is when I first started coaching, I went out and recruited as many people as I could get. And some people will say, why would you want to do that? Well, it's not always about, you know, having the best girls. It's about having girls that you can practice against and having a group that is fun, okay? And we had two great players, you know, in Maddie and Bree, and two role players in Lauren and Anna. And I had tried to get Kayla to go out, you know, last year, and she just wouldn't do it. And so she became our manager at the beginning of the year, sitting there, you know, doing manager stuff, and she looked at me one day and she goes, care if I come out and play? I said, I have no problem with that. She goes, well, I want to do it after Christmas. And I said, no, you will start during Christmas and we'll get you going right away. And she said, okay. And we got her going. She was a lot rusty. Athletic is all get out.
Yep.
I wish I would have had her out last year, because she would have helped us a ton this year. She's just so far behind, and you know, with who we play in our conference, you can't be behind, because then you're always late. So, but she understood that, and she did a good job. She was always there. She never missed practice, and you know, kind of kept Maddie and Bree in check sometimes.
You need somebody for that, right?
Yeah, all the time.
Coach, losing that great group of seniors and some tremendous players in that, but you're bringing back some talent. I thought Mary Bontrager had a great year this year as a sophomore. Meredith Brown just continues to fight and battle as an undersized post player. And Carly Fisher, a little bit slow maybe to start the year because of having to miss that entire season. And what I mean by that, as you know, is that she missed a whole year, so kind of a year behind in development. But I thought she came on as the season went on. So you've got three really nice players there to kind of build around, and then some other younger players as well, like Caitlin Saggart, that got some experience this year.
You know, people don't realize Carly didn't play when she was an eighth grader because she blew out her other ACL.
Yep.
The first one. And then she got to play when she was a freshman. And she didn't, I mean, she played some. And then she blew out her other ACL, you know, when she was a sophomore. So in the last 4 years, she's played two. So, you know, with the competition that we play and not being able to compete at anything for 2 years, you know, is a struggle. And she did a good job for us.
Absolutely.
You know, we put her in a lot of bad situations, to be real honest with you. And, you know, she would be somebody that can get growly about it, but she always did it, and she always did it as best she could. And she saved us a couple games. She, you know, ICAM, she had a 3-point dagger right there at the end of the game that, you know, got us into overtime. And you know, so, you know, not playing a lot and just being with a good group, you know, she did a great job. And like you said, Mary Bontrager, you know, as a sophomore, she's got a great jump shot, and hopefully we can improve on that for the next year. You know, get her some more ball handling help with some other people that are coming up, and she's going to be a good one. She's going to be one of those girls that, you know, can put up 20 a game. You know, because once she gets on fire, she wants the ball and she's going to shoot it. I'm going to tell you that right now. Meredith Brown, you know what? Just a spark plug. She never gives up. She never quits. Her motor's always running. We do have to work on some ball handling stuff, you know, to get her to go a little bit left once in a while. But she works hard all the time, and she's so dang smart. You know, it's hard for us coaches to, you know, get her to do something because she's always analyzing it.
Yep.
And, you know, which is great because she's thinking about the game. And sometimes you have to be a thinker of the game to be really good. And she does a great job on the boards. And we're going to have to rely on her scoring next year a little bit too. So she's going to have to start shooting the ball. You know, and Caitlin, she came in right before Christmas. They transferred in. Mom and dad moved back to Lakeview. And you know, she's a tall girl, can pass really well. It doesn't shoot the ball also so good sometimes, but she works hard too, you know, as a while, but she. She works hard too, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing. If you work hard at anything you do, whether it's basketball, volleyball, track, or even in life in general, you know, you're going to be successful. And those girls that I just mentioned are going to be successful because they're going to work at it.
And Coach, two other kids you mentioned, just getting kids sometimes out to be able to practice against, that helps you in game time. So Emily Ludwig and Jen Ashinger, a couple of girls that had to help you every day.
You know, Emily, and she didn't want to go out when she was a freshman. And I said, come on out. We'll get you better. And I told her about midway through her freshman year, I said, you may not help us the first couple of years, but when you're a senior, you'll be a good little ball player. And she's getting better. You know, she works at it really hard. She's too critical of herself. And she's, you know, when I talk about Meredith being smart, Emily's kind of the same way. She's maybe over the top too smart and thinks about things. You just got to play sometimes. So we're going to get her going on that. And, you know, Jen Ashker, that was one of our girls that she got quarantined twice. And I was kind of hoping she would give us a little bit of time, you know, on varsity. But it seemed like every time she was just getting to the point where we could think about putting her in there, she'd get quarantined for 14 days. And it hurt her a little bit. You know, it wasn't her ability. It was just 14 days of doing nothing.
Yep.
Makes you rusty. I mean, you know, even 3 days makes the whole team rusty. So 14 days was tough on some of them girls. And we're, you know, she's going to be a good little ball player for us.
Coach, what does the off season look like for you and for the girls?
You know, we didn't get to do a whole lot last year. And I did tell them after we lost the other night that I said, we will have a regiment plan. We will do some weightlifting. We will have fun over the summer doing it. And I will be here to help you get better. And that was the theme, to get better. Okay. I don't want to get better during the season. I want to improve on what we're doing during the season and not, you know, have to get better at shooting. And I think that's the biggest, you know, if you look at all the good teams, they come out of the block and they're shooting well. You know, they still may lose, but they're right there. And, you know, if you can shoot the ball, in girls basketball, I think that's a plus.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's always fun getting a chance to catch up with you. I appreciate everything you do for us here at the radio station, always getting stats to us, no matter how far the road trip is for you. You always get things posted and makes our job being able to report things going on with ESAC girls basketball so much easier. So thank you for all the time you've given us all season.